This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And as the stock market has plunged, you can count me among those who are afraid to even look at their 401k-type retirement plans. Still, here's some news about how things are even worse for some. A small but growing number of companies are suspending the matching company benefits, where employers chip in to match their employees' contributions. NPR's Jenny Gold reports.
It's definitely not a pension, but for tens of millions of workers, a matching contribution into a 401k retirement account is as good as it gets. A typical plan might have the employer matching contributions dollar for dollar up to, say, 4 or 5% of the employee's salary. But some companies are cutting back. General Motors, Dollar Thrifty, Frontier Airlines, and real estate giant Cushman & Wakefield are just a few of the companies suspending their 401k match. Newspaper publisher Lee Enterprises hasn't suspended its contributions, but recently the company informed workers it's making cuts.
My name's Mike Utter. I've been in the newspaper business since 1965.
Utter is a pressman for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, one of the more than 350 newspapers owned by Lee. He's also president of his local pressman's union.
We put the sheets or web the press up, set the press up, plate the press up, set the color, do the maintenance on the presses. It's a blue-collar job.
For most of his career, Utter had a pension plan. But in January 2007, Lee Enterprises got rid of it. The company boosted its contributions to the 401k plan to nearly 8%. Now that's been cut by more than two-thirds. Given the condition of the stock market, some people might not be too worried about less money going into their already depleted 401ks. But Utter says he feels betrayed by his company.
And I realize, you know, business is bad and newspaper business is bad, but I don't think it warrants this.
Utter goes way back with the newspaper. His father was a pressman before him, and he's been at the paper for 40 years.
We were good employees, have tried to make this company a big success, and it's slap in the face to me personally over that, and I think it's a disgrace to do that to employees.
Dallas Salisbury is the president of the Employee Benefit Research Institute in Washington. He urges employees like Utter to have a different perspective. For many businesses, tough economic times mean they have to make serious cuts to stay viable.
If I have to save $1 million, would I rather let people go or adjust the 401k contribution for a temporary period of time?
Better a temporary suspension than layoffs or health care cuts, he says. And for Lee Enterprises, Mike Utter's employer, that's exactly what it came down to. Company spokesman Dan Hayes didn't want to be recorded, but in a phone conversation he explained that ad revenues are down at his newspapers. Lee Enterprises is still profitable, and it suffered less than many other newspaper publishers. Hayes says still, cutting the 401k match was a way to avoid further staff reductions. Alicia Manel says that decision isn't simple. Manel is the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
It's very hard to weigh whether suspending the match is better or worse than laying people off. It affects everyone a little instead of a few people dramatically.
This isn't the first time companies have suspended the 401k match. In 2001, more than a dozen companies did the same thing. Most have put the benefit back in place since then. This time around, 2% of U.S. companies have reduced their 401k benefits so far, and another 4% are considering it in the next year. That's according to a recent survey. But Manel says the suspensions could soon become more popular.
It makes it sort of more socially acceptable once the first one does it, that there's been a precedent established. I think we will see a lot of companies following GM and the other companies that have taken the step.
Ultimately, she says, it's the length and severity of the recession that will determine how many companies end up cutting retirement benefits. Jenny Gold, NPR News.